Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike LaValliere. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting 7th. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it. And throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sorrento. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from LaValliere and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from LaValliere and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomey hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson now pitching. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Alomar. The throw from Lavalier and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ventura moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. Ventura moves to third. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lavalier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lavalier moves to second. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cora is 0-1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive towards center field. Lofton picks it up and throws to third to catch Lavalier for the out. Johnson scores. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Espinoza bunts towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirby moves to second. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tomey is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tomey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalier hits a fly ball towards left. Bell catches it and throws to home to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing center field. Warren Nuzon now playing right field. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a fly ball towards center. Lofton catches it and throws to first to double up Guillen. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirby hits a line drive into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-0 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Vizcal. The throw from Lavalier to Guillen and they have Vizcal trapped. The throw over to Thomas, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a pop-up towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nuzon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Tomey hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Cook now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Cook. Bell moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar is walked intentionally. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Raines hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Raines reaches second base with a double. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Indians. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Raines scores. It's 9-8, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thome is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. There goes Ventura. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Larry Cajun now pitching. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose De Leon now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cora bunts towards the mound. Cajun fields it and throws to first for the out. Dean moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Dean moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Plunk now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kirby strikes out. 1 out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Russell now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 0 for 4 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.